Congresswoman Mia Love spent time at the Utah State Capitol on Friday, touting her accomplishments during her first year in office. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
4th District Republican Mia Love says she's doing everything she can to fulfill the promises she made to her constituents during her 2014 election campaign. So far, none of the 6 bills she's authored in her first year in Congress have received much attention. But that might change with her newest bill that would require Congress to pass bills one subject at a time.
This is the biggest frustration that I have. We have got to get our constituents involved in the legislative process. That means that they have to have the ability to be able to look at the bill, read it, understand it, and then tell their members of Congress how they feel about it.
The bill would be a significant change to current procedure and will likely face stiff opposition from Republican and Democratic leadership. Love's likely Democratic challenger, Doug Owen, says he believes her first year has shown that she doesn't represent mainstream Utahns.
You know, my opponent joined an extreme fringe group of members of Congress who voted against those much-needed changes to No Child Left Behind. Those were changes that even the governor and Orrin Hatch were supporting. They were bipartisan. Everybody wanted them.
Love defeated Owens in 2014. It's predicted the two will engage in another heated race this fall. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.